This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden will travel to the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin Thursday, just 2 days after President Donald Trump toured the damage left by civil unrest in the city of Kenosha. But on Wednesday, Biden was accusing President Trump of turning his back on the coronavirus pandemic and instead focusing on stoking passions in American cities. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At an event in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden focused on reopening America's schools safely.
This is a national emergency.
But says the Trump administration has no plan.
Mr. President, where are you?
He was in another Wilmington, North Carolina, where he barely mentioned the virus, but instead talked about protests featuring violent mobs, whom he says must be met with force.
These people only know one thing, and that's strength.
A day after the president visited Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is reeling after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, Biden says he'll visit tomorrow. And unlike the president, his campaign says Biden plans to meet with Blake's family. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Germany says it has, quote, unequivocal evidence, end quote, that prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-style nerve agent Novichok. That's the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after falling ill August 20th from suspected poisoning while on a commercial flight. European leaders search for the strongest possible terms to denounce the attack, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it, quote, outrageous, end quote. From Washington, this is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron voiced support Wednesday for a sovereign Iraq and said its main challenges are Islamic State militants and foreign interference in its affairs. France also backs Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi's efforts to normalize all armed forces, Macron said during a visit to Baghdad, referring to mostly Iran-backed Shiite militia groups. Macron's visit was the first by a Western leader to Iraq since Qadhimi took office in May as the third head of government in a chaotic 10-week period. A second Trump appointee is out at the Food and Drug Administration amid credibility concerns. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
For the second time in less than a week, a Trump administration appointee was ousted at the Food and Drug Administration in the wake of the agency's widely criticized announcement granting emergency authorization to use convalescent plasma for COVID-19 patients. John Wolf Wagner, a political appointee installed by the White House at FDA in June, is no longer heading the agency's Office of External Affairs. That followed by 5 days, the removal of Emily Miller as head of the agency's press office. Miller served just 11 days on the job. Last week, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn was forced to correct misstatements that oversold the potential benefits of convalescent plasma therapy. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration has urged U.S. states to get ready to distribute a potential COVID-19 vaccine by November 1st, 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. It's the latest sign of the accelerating race to deliver a vaccine by year's end. The World Health Organization issued new guidelines Wednesday on the use of life-saving drugs hours after a study showed inexpensive steroids cut death rates in the sickest COVID-19 patients. The WHO guideline panel made a strong recommendation for the use of corticosteroid drug therapy given orally or through an IV for COVID-19 patients in critical and serious condition. The Taiwan government released a new design Wednesday for its passport cover with the island's popularly known name Taiwan noticeably amplified in bold font. The redesign is to avoid a connection to China, once the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. The official name has made it difficult for Taiwanese people to travel overseas since the start of the pandemic in January. Brazil's Football Federation announced Wednesday it will pay men and women the same amount for representing the national team, one of the first countries to make such a pledge. If you'd like to read more on these or any stories from News of the Day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.